Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. Thank you for waking up with us today. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. The show is brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins. Combined Insurance, call Agent Jerry Anderson for accident, life, disability, and sickness at 248-760-1532. And Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. All right, I can tell you right now, I am not alone here this morning on this Sunday morning. We've got our lines lit up, but we got our Sunday morning team here. First, let's go down the list. Henrietta Ivey, community activist and our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster from the Batchelor Davis Group. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Trevis Colvin, my administrative assistant and the sales manager for Michigan Ocean and for our advertisers here on the Michael Van Tool Show. Good morning, Trevis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
And, of course, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, songstress, minister, our devotional leader here on the show. Good morning, Evangelist Christy.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our wonderful team, and good morning to our listening audience.
Wow, I'm excited this morning. I got up and I listened to the show this morning. What an engaging conversation, guys. It was a great show from last week that we recorded and played Sunday morning on the Praise Network. It was great. So I enjoyed waking up to that. All right. You know, we've got our open lines open all the way from 9:15 until 10 o'clock this morning. So we're going to be moving fast. Let's get right to it. Trevis, we've got to mention some of our supporters here on the Michael Van Tool Show. Go right ahead.
Yes, we do, Michael. And I want to start with Optimal IT Solution. If your laptop or computer or tablet has a virus or if it's crashed, you can fix it for less if you call Optimal IT Solutions. Phone them at 248-796-2429. That is 248-796-2429. Fix your computer, desktop, laptop, or tablet for less. I also want to mention our newest sponsor to the Sunday morning team, Heaven Sent Home Support Services. They are a home care agency, and they assist the elderly, ill, and disabled with personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, laundry, errands, respite care, and companionship. Phone them today at 248-262-7111 for how they may service you. I believe we have one more, Michael, and that is if you do not have health insurance, if you're not covered by an employer health care plan, we have a lifeline, a health care lifeline that's affordable. It is AmeriCare. Text them at 248-516-8300. It includes dental care, vision care, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical care, hospital stays, and telemedicine. Safe and secured board-certified doctors are available now. Please text 245-16-8300. The plans start as low as $19.95.
Great. And the Retirement Conference and Banquet Center, if you are ready to have some events, you can start booking them now for next year, called the TCBC. It's on the Detroit-Dearborn border. The number is 313-588-0432. Again, TCBC for events. They've got three huge banquet halls there. They can handle it, and gated security parking, 313-588-0432. Get ready for next year. This COVID stuff is not going to be around all the time. All right. Let's just hit the news and weather real quick. In the news this morning, according to the online news service Deadline, it's official. The COVID-19 lockdown starts at midnight tonight in Southern California, including L.A. The orders are in effect for at least 3 weeks as intensive care unit capacity dropped below 15%. The L.A. County Department of Public Health reported 8,800 cases, with 2,268 people hospitalized right now. L.A. County only has 2,500 ICU beds. The restrictions in California include outdoor dining, bars, playgrounds, zoos, museums, wineries, salons, private gatherings, even private gatherings and more. Of course, you know, Michigan is currently in a three-week shutdown. President Donald Trump, with just over a month left in his term, went on another "somebody stole my election" rant last night in Georgia. Here were the problems from last night's temper tantrum. Number one, hardly anybody wore masks. Number two, he barely mentioned the raging pandemic that has killed over 280,000 Americans. Number three, he struggled to mention the two senators that he was there to campaign for. And number four, the ranting and raving about Democrats stealing the election and other lies and insults. What a circus. Warner Brothers has decided to stream first-run movies on HBO Max the same day it hits theaters. The studio is responding to a difficult year filled with empty theaters and COVID restrictions. Movie theater chains are nervous because they could lose out, and some popular movie theater chains could shut down permanently. It would be a financial gamble for Warner Brothers because HBO Max subscriptions need to rise dramatically in order for the new movie streaming to be profitable. All right, let's go down the wire. Any news you want to add to that, Henrietta?
No, Michael, I'm just piggybacking off what you said with the political piece. This consistent outburst and ranting from this current administration, Donald Trump, it's getting tiring. It's just literally getting very tiring. And I'm looking forward to January 20th. Like, it's almost like looking forward to a second birthday.
I'm waiting for the celebration.
Tired. Yeah, we're just celebrating. Yeah. Just ready for it to be over with.
And I think there's some grumblings now that they want to legally put a stop to any more of Donald Trump's baseless attempts to overthrow this election. This is basically what he's trying to
Absolutely.
Do. All right. Yes. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So good morning, everyone. You know, I have a feel-good story. This is the season for giving, and a mom in New Hampshire pays for multiple strangers' groceries on a whim. She said she just wanted to bring smiles to people's faces. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought stress and food anxiety to tables where it's never been felt before, but it's also heightened the opportunity to be able to give back in ways that are immediate and meaningful. After a generous community turnout that included gifts and a drive-by parade that turned her son's seventh birthday celebration from doubtful to epic, Brandy Bassan took a notion to pay that goodwill forward. On a whim, the mother of three laid out $600 of her own hard-earned dollars to purchase groceries for eight people that she'd never met. With the pandemic raging, everything and all the election stuff, she just wanted to bring smiles to people's faces. Having been on the giving and the receiving end of the equation, even though she's not wealthy, Bassan learned from her mom's positive example that giving back is its own reward. We've been on both ends of the spectrum, she said. It's not a good feeling when you don't know where you're going to get food for your kids. Her impromptu acts of kindness would have gone unremarked, except perhaps by their recipients, had not an observant store employee recorded the good deeds and posted them to social media. She's going to continue throughout the holiday season, that she says. But it was such a blessing to the people that she did, that she was able to donate to, that it has started a trend there in their small community.
Great, great. What a story.
Awesome.
Yes, yeah. That is great. All right, Evangelist Christy Laster.
Well, good morning again. Thank you for that feel-good story this morning, because it aligns with a thought that I had this morning. Do you guys remember your Sunday school memory verse, or maybe this particular memory verse that you heard coming up throughout life? So easy and so simple. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And our feel-good story fully aligns with the scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave. If you just pause right there and consider that time that we're in and all that people have experienced in their life, it's a great opportunity for us to pause and give. And like the story that was shared this morning, she wasn't a millionaire. She wasn't the richest person on her block, but she took what she had and she gave. So that's the attitude that I am taking on this year, and I know that everyone on this call, we're all givers, and there are many people out in the world that are givers. So just remember, just to pause and give, whether you keep warming items in your trunk to give to homeless as you're driving by. Like me, I have a trunk right now full of food that I can share with people, just little fruits and things like that, so I can share with those that may be experiencing homelessness, that are standing on the corner or saying they'd like food.
It makes a difference.
That's my thought this morning. For God to love the world that he gave.
Yes, and it's so important. And you know what? There's a lot of times that it looks like somebody's doing well, but they're not, and they really appreciate the littlest things, a box or a bag of groceries, even a $20 bill. Let me tell you, everybody that looks like they're doing good is not really. It's really not. Some people fake it. Some people, you know, they might have had it good at one time and maybe lost their job, but they're, you know, you'd be surprised sometimes how grateful someone is that looks like they're doing well, but they're really not. So great, great to do that. That's a great practice. All right. Church closed weather. It looks great. It looks like we're going to have a good week, Henrietta.
Oh, wow. Yes, Michael. CCW, today we're going to have a mix of clouds and sun during the morning. We'll give away to cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 36 degrees. On Monday, there's going to be a mix. I'm sorry. On Monday, let me pull that up correctly.
All I see is a big sun. I see a picture of a sun on Monday. You know,
yeah,
I'm
Sunday.
It's
my app was trying to go out on me. I'm so sorry. Well, Monday we're definitely going to have sunshine and clouds mixed with a high of 39 degrees. And on Tuesday, we're going to get a little bit of a warm up. Going to have cloudy skies. There's going to be early cloudy skies followed by a partial clearing with a high of 45 degrees. And on Wednesday, we're going to have clouds with a low, and I'm sorry, Wednesday we're going to have a high of 45 degrees followed by clouds. And, and that is our
weather
for the week.
One thing, there's no rain, ice, or snow. That's
nope,
all I was concerned about.
No, we have no wet weather.
That's
windy and cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Clouds here and there.
Great, great. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going right to our phone lines. I'm so excited. I want to hear from our listeners this morning. And I don't know what people are going to say. I don't know what they're going to talk about, but it's an open line format today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. I just want to let you know that I may mute your line. That's because we may have too many lines open and it might be too much noise. So just, but if you do want to say something, just send me a text so I can unmute your line. But I'm just doing it because I know I'm looking at the screen right now and there is a ton of calls on the line. So I may mute it, but dial 248, send me a text to 248-516-8300. All right, we're going to go right to our live line, and Bryant is on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you?
How's it going, Michael?
Great, great.
How y'all doing today?
Good
morning.
Good morning. And I know this is not your first time calling. You've called in before. You got us all riled up the last time you called. I remember it was something about our history. I think we had talked about, things like, Van Tool is not my original name. That's not what my family's name was back in Africa. And I know it was generated something around there, but did you watch the speech last night in Georgia, Trump's ranting and raving?
Trump is broken. He's a broken human being. He's bratting and raving because after he comes out, he can't pardon himself, but after he comes out, there are people who are going to go after him. He might end up with some jail time, him and certain members in his family, because he's done a lot of crooked stuff. And he never put the nation first. He put his political gains first, and he's trying to stay in office. He was trying to steal office.
Brian, why is that? Why is it so that people will do anything to stay in the White House? What kind of power is going on that he would continually try to overthrow this election up until this point? There is absolutely no reason or way that he can do that, but he's still trying to do it. What is it about the White House that causes these people to risk their life, basically, to be president?
I don't know, Michael. I really don't know. You spend almost $200 million to get a job that only pays $750,000 a year.
Right.
The thing is with Trump, he's trying to stay in because he don't want to face some legal issues. He's actually not even a billionaire anymore. He's broke. And
well, he made $270 million since he lost the election. They've been contributing to him, his campaign to overthrow the election. But they don't realize, I think they said only 25% of every dollar is going to go to fighting the election. The other 75% goes to his pocket.
Well, Look here. We got Democrats fighting Republicans and Republicans fighting Democrats. And you got to realize it doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat. It's still the same democracy that's being fought. All we want is people that go in that's going to really have the people's interest and the country's interest at heart, not people who have just their own interest and their own political gain. And you have a lot of problems with that right now because the Republican and the Democrat have both, I call them squids on both sides, that's looking for their own interest, not the country's interest, but what can be in the interest of themselves. Now, if Donald Trump would have won this election, this country would have been in a civil war. The civil war was coming because he's got more blacks and whites fighting against each other. He's created what is called a civil chaos, a distress. He's trying to redo certain constitutions. He's trying to build a population that if he even come out, he can write a book or do another TV show to make money. Donald Trump is a full of you-know-what person.
Well, I'll tell you
that. He never had interest in the country.
Uh-huh. Well, Sunday morning team, you can jump in at any time. But my question to you as a voter, I'm sure, and that you participate and listen and you're aware of the news and everything, aren't you insulted by the attempts to overthrow the votes of people of color? You know, I said it a few on the last few shows that they don't want us to riot. They don't want us to give a problem. But then when we do things the right way and vote, then now they want to overthrow our votes.
Well, Michael, it's one of those things. If I slap you in the face, turn the other cheek so I can slap you again. And people of color getting tired of that. You're not gonna slap me in my face without me punching you now in the face. You know, people are standing up and they're saying, "Hey, look here, we either count or if we don't count, give us our reparations and let us go build our own part in America, like the Palestinians doing over in Israel." Because all they're doing is saying, and we've got to have an agenda, but all they're doing is saying, hey, look here, you're part of the process, but you don't count. So give us our money, give us our land, and get the hell out of our way. And let us go do what we're going to do on our own land. Because America was built by us. You know, you stole our title and then told us we were African Americans. You can't be two continents at one time. They tell you that. We were already here before any European stepped on this land when we came over here during the Pangea. So if you don't want to do right by us, give us our money because we built your country and get the hell out of our way. That's how I really feel.
No, I understand. I understand. And, you know, it makes people really think now about having our own things. Kimberly, you had a comment?
I did. Good morning, Brian. Thank you for calling
in. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good. I wanted to ask you a question because my issue, I understand about Republicans and Democrats being out for themselves. I totally get that because the Republican elected officials who will not acknowledge that President-elect Joe Biden won this election is very sad. But here's my question, because as a black person in America, as you said, give us our reparations. But if you're not going to give us our reparations and we have to continue to live in a divided country, how do we do that? How do we bring black and white folks together? Because it has become ridiculous. We've seen the news reports of people going after each other and trying to kidnap each other and lynch people and do all kind of crazy stuff. I don't know how we get beyond that. Do you have any ideas?
I don't know. Don't get me wrong. You got some good white folks. You really do. You got some bad black folks. Some of them I don't even want to be associated with. But in retrospect, you know, the European, his spirit is totally different. If you ever read Dr. Francis Crest's book about why white folks are afraid of us or they are scared of us is because they, and why they dislike us is because of one thing. We have what is called metal.
Mm-hmm.
We can change the whole color of the whole world,
mm-hmm.
which washes them out. They created a gun. If you listen to what I'm saying, look at the penis. You have a penis that protrude with the sack that's under it. Okay, now look at a 38 or a gun. They're afraid of us changing the complexion of the world. If the gun, the 38 or the revolver turns around, it shoots a bullet out. That ends a life. That's how you slow down life. That's how you slow down life to a crawl from people taking over. Look at the penis. If it shoots sperm out, it changes the color of a life. That's
mm-hmm.
what they're afraid of. And they work out of a spirit that you can't see because there's other spirits, not only good spirits, bad spirits, that govern the earth that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the spirit that they work from. Now let's look at all these indigo kids that's coming up. Mixed parenting and everything. That's what they're afraid of. Because now the color of the earth is beginning to change.
Mm-hmm.
When the color, okay, let's just say a white lady has and a white man has a grandson that's an indigo kid, mixed black and white. Do they try to make it right for that kid, or do they try to make it right just for white? Because they want that kid to also know their history from the both ends. So things are changing. They're not changing as fast as they should change, but things are changing. Hell, look at Black Lives Matter. It got known all the way around the world. Hell, people start, Europeans over in Europe don't like the white folks over here in the United States. They call them for trash, unruly, unclass, all these other things. My son travels the world. He plays all around the world. And those Europeans over there do not like the white Europeans over here. So, I mean, we're going through a different thing. To me, the Republicans and the Democrats are like the Crips and Bloods. They're worse than the Crips and Bloods because they're affecting the whole nation. The Crips and Bloods only affect California. So, I don't know. I don't know if there's an easy answer, but it's all in divine order, trust me. It's got to go to a point.
I think you're right about the changing colors, and I think, you know, we put a black president in 2008. We've got Joe Biden in now with a black vice president, and so, and we did this by doing things the right way. We voted. And we're participating in this judicial system. We're participating in this country's system right now. But they're upset because now we figured out, yes, our votes do count. And
mm-hmm.
by participating in the system, there's more people of color. And there are a big group of people in this country, millions and millions, who don't like that. And so now they want to change the game, change the rules in the game. And now, and one of those things is to rip up this voting system, which apparently wasn't it worked for 200 years for them, didn't it? And all of a sudden now,
mm-hmm.
It's not a good system, and it's corrupt and all that stuff. And I still have not gotten over the fact that these Republicans and conservatives are trying to dump. And look at that. They went to our votes. They went
mm-hmm.
to our votes in the
mm-hmm.
major cities to
mm-hmm.
throw
yep.
out and challenge our votes. I'm still
mm-hmm.
upset about that, and I really, this is what's going on right now is a blatant attempt to overthrow this country, really, to overthrow
Absolutely.
This election.
Absolutely.
And it's not just to overthrow this election, it's to overthrow the country. And I watched part of the that ranting and raving last night in Georgia, and there was a certain point I just had to turn it off. Thank God the networks, you, of course, Fox played it and those other right-wing networks, but at a certain point I couldn't take it anymore. I had to go watch Ellen.
I just can't deal with that every day. It's you know, when you have to see this every day, it's a constant beat of the mental to watch this man consistently try and overturn this country, specifically overturn the black vote, because he realizes that black vote worked, but it didn't work in his favor like he thought. And to even mention that the 1,200 that he released to the undeserving populations and lower income families, how he felt so betrayed, and now he wants to hold up this money and or exchange it, you know, for the vaccine. You get the vaccine, you get the money. It's a lot of craziness going on under his administration right now. But let me take it back to 2016, and this is what I tell people. He made that very clear when he was running what he was going to do, and he stayed true to what he said he was going to do. Unfortunately, it didn't win in his favor for a second term. It got him through the first 4 years of trying to roll back everything Obama did, everything he, the first thing he wanted to do, his first rule of order was he wanted to get in that office and start rolling back all the Obama policies. He made good on some of that, but then here it is that got him now, because now DACA is opened back up. So that was one of the immigration policies he definitely got rid of, but now it's back on the table. They've restored it to immigrants, to the brown community. So we have to understand that fear, this Caucasian fear of viewing and realizing the black vote counts. So how do we stop it next time? Because they got some power, and they realize it. So I think the fear is that some Caucasians fear, and then Trump being him, fear the black vote works when they use it. And now he wants to just say, no, they, you know, I'm just saying, and maybe his thought process was, oh, my God, they really realized something. They're really smart. I can only imagine some of the awful things that him and his minions are saying behind closed doors. Although,
true.
You know, black folks, they actually realize something. And, you know, it's not a good conversation, but it's a conversation that proved one darn thing. You mess with us, we show up, we show out, and that's what we've done. And we will do it again, and we will continue to do it. And you said something, Brian, about the changing of the color spectrum. Oh, yes, that's another fear. They're very fearful of that. So you have to understand, when your person is scared and they're backed into a corner, they come out fighting. And so this is where we are with the color, black and white.
What really gets me is they come from us. See, that's
exactly
the thing that kills me.
They will never acknowledge that.
Well, they're beginning to, slowly but surely. Every white person, like I said, is not the same. A lot of them are changing. A lot of them are trying to become good stewards in life, you know, more so than just being in existence. Donald Trump, he plays on the fear factor.
He says,
hey, I'll return America and make it great again. Well, he's a German. Yeah, his family line comes from Hitler. And
right, I could barely understand Melania sometimes.
Yep.
She spoke last night. You could hardly understand her. And so he has a lot of nerve to even think about not letting other people in. But listen, guys, I want to jump in just right quick. Yeah, go ahead,
Michael.
Travis.
I just want to make one quick comment. You know, just listening, I think it's so important that we understand, and just to kind of piggyback off of what the statements that have been made, the whole design of the Trump administration, or quote unquote his reign, was if he won again, he had it out for us. We were doomed. It's far beyond the black and the white. Let me tell you something. This man had a plan. He wanted to overthrow everything, not just what President Barack Obama done, but it was going to go back to Roe versus Wade, Brown versus Board of Education. When he says in his sick mind, let's make America great again, he thought that America being great is based on bringing down the black person. That's bringing down the people of color, making them to live in such a pitiful way that we become dependent on them, and we would have to take whatever they dish out. Why do you think they would pack the court, stack the court? They wanted to make a big issue about that. But that's why he hurried up and did that. Because, see, the more that he had that would be for him, who he could manipulate, who he could buy, because I do believe that played a large part in what just happened. It's so much more to that. And I'm going to say this and I'm done. This is why I always say we must strategize. Yes, we recognize the power of our vote. So now guess what we need to do? We need to get educated. We need to come together, and we need to get a strategy so that we can keep moving forward. We don't have time for the train to break down. We need to keep moving forward. And that's why I always quote the late, great John Lewis, "Will we go back? We will not go back." And our vote has proven that this election. So we need to go ahead and get educated and strategize and move forward, because they're forever planning. They're forever strategizing. Mm-hmm. They're forever plotting. They have it together, and they have that over us because we deal with things out of our emotion, because we are angry and we are fed up, and enough is enough. But you know what? We channel that quote-unquote energy in a way that we can conquer it. So that's my thought. Back in a moment.
All right. Thanks, Trevis. All right. We're going to go back to our open lines. Tony's on the line. Good morning, sir. What's your comment or question?
Well, the first thing I would like to say is hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Come back no more.
Wow.
So, I'd like to get it started with some lightheartedness before I
love it.
What a celebration that's going to be in
January. What a celebration that's going to be on January 20th.
That's
tell you.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at the Hilton on the National Mall, so I'll be able to see it
from
my balcony.
I'll be at the inauguration. I will be there at it. Yes.
Wow.
Well, no, I'm not going to be down up in there. I'm going to be watching it from the balcony in my hotel room at the Hilton at the National Mall.
Yeah.
So, Tony, what do you feel about this disenfranchisement attacking our lawful votes from major American cities, that Giuliani and the circus has been going around to different urban centers to challenge our votes? Isn't that
a circus?
Yeah.
Well, basically, in 2016, when Trump won, I mean, if you was watching the video, you should have seen the look on his face. The look on his face was that he was not expecting to win.
He really wasn't.
Absolutely.
He's like, wow. Oh, my God. I really won. Oh, no. I'm supposed to have a talk show. Yeah. So, and also, too, he was very surprised how Barack Obama treated him after all the stuff that he put Michelle and him through. So now what he has done is he's kind of figured out how to monetize the presidency. He's not – he don't care about – you know, people think that, he don't really care about disenfranchising our votes. Trump is about money. He's made $207 million.
Yep. That's right. Since the election.
Saying that black people shouldn't vote. He's getting paid. He don't really care. All he cares about the racist white people that want to support him and give him money and put money in his pocket. He don't care about the poor white people. He don't care about the rich black people. All he care about is Trump, himself.
Mm-hmm.
That was as of last week's reporting. He was at $207 million. Okay? So now my thought is, who are these people that are giving him that kind of money?
Right.
And then my other thought is, who are these black folks that actually voted for him? Because his percentage of black votes increased.
Now, this
and
is
I'm really
the question. That's the real question right there.
Yeah.
The
so
I know who's funding him.
Right. So the thing is that we really need to have a talk amongst ourselves. You know how you had that
right,
family talk?
That
yeah. That's right.
Like, hey, Cousin Ray Ray. I mean, you know, we know you on the corner and you're doing your thing. But
some people
call
it a come to Jesus meeting.
Right. You know, we had some people knock at our door, you know, and asking about you. And we had two groups of people. One of them had suits on and the other one had bandanas and stuff on. So what's up? What you doing?
Exactly.
Because you putting the family in danger. We don't
That's
care about
right.
you endangering yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you putting the whole family in
family
danger.
Family in danger. Yeah.
So we need to have a talk with these people because mm-hmm. they putting the family in danger. Because
mm-hmm.
what are your thoughts? What are you thinking? You think that, oh, because Trump put his name on the check for the stimulus,
yep.
that you should support him? And it really
well, it
wasn't Trump. It was Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
See, people
right.
don't understand the workings of government. The
right.
president really
right.
doesn't
yes.
do anything.
Come on. Yes.
Right.
It's,
right.
it's the Congress and the Senate.
Senate.
The Congress
yep.
handles the money.
That's
Nancy why Pelosi's
Senate
purse. That's
yeah.
Nancy Pelosi's
Pelosi
purse that you
yep.
got your money out of.
That's
why
right.
the Senate
Trump,
race is so
Trump
important.
Ain't got no money.
That's
he
why
ain't
the
got
Senate
a
race is so
steps
important.
In front of,
right.
He always steps in front of somebody else's work. He always want to take the credit for what other people
oh, just know. Well, just like he did overseas when he pushed the prime minister out the way to get up in
right.
front. You
oh,
know?
Oh, yeah.
Right. A bully. A
See,
bully.
He forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Definitely
so, so
he's also a punk too. So I'll leave that there.
Oh, he sure is. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah
but the thing is that you know we really got to sit down and have a talk with each other and explain to these people because I don't know but I know that they've taken handwriting out of the public schools. So I don't know if they've taken government out. I mean, I know I had government. It was a book called Men and Nations, big old
mm-hmm.
thick book, you
mm-hmm.
know, over at Cass. But I wanted to know, do they still have government in high school?
I'm
I
not
mean,
even
they don't
sure
have handwriting
black,
anymore.
Well, you know,
black
I,
history.
My, you know, my, both my
I know they don't
my,
have black history
yeah.
anymore. I mean, we at
mm-hmm.
least had
Most
that up until
it.
Middle
it's
school.
Not in, a lot of your DPS schools don't have it. Like some of your
a lot of the charter schools
carry
do,
it,
though.
But a lot of the charter schools have it, and then some. A lot of your suburban schools have it. You know,
they have government.
They do. They have government and
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. That's excellent. Well, the Detroit, we need to start with that.
We
exactly. need to go down there and protest and say, hey, you guys need to incorporate black history again and
well, we
into the curriculum and government.
That. Yeah.
Well, let me
mm-hmm.
interject. Everything
yes.
starts at home. Everything starts at home. And
Absolutely.
So,
well,
Tony,
but,
good
but,
morning.
But you know, if it's just, it's just like the big dilemma now with the kids not going to school. It's not only white parents that are frustrated. I mean, excuse me, it's not only black parents that are frustrated. It's white parents that are frustrated. They don't, you know, it's like once you get past a certain age, you don't even remember none of that stuff. I mean, I do because I keep up on everything. I constantly keep, you know, my knowledge base fresh all the time, no matter what it is. If it's, you know, you know, street lingo, whatever's going on, I need to know what's popping, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No cap.
Guys, we got another,
you know, as the young people
jumping,
would say, no cap.
Another caller that's jumping in on the line, a regular listener, Randall, Minister Randall Smith. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm enjoying everything. I'm here.
did you got a question or a comment you want to jump in on the conversation?
You know, first of all, I love you all. You all are my other family. And it's just an honor to hear. But what we fail to realize is one thing. Well, we don't fail to realize it, but we know that God is in control of everything.
That's
amen.
True.
And
that's
true.
Yeah, but the Bible says faith without works is dead. So you,
yes, sir, I do.
God is in control. But we
all
also
right.
We also have you know, free will. So if
yes,
you
sir.
Want to go out there and step
mm-hmm.
in front of a bus tomorrow, you gonna get hit.
Well,
now, it wasn't God's will, right? It wasn't God's will for you to die right there. He might have wanted you to live to 80, but you got free will, and you know, faith without works is dead. So you can't just be telling people, oh, it's in God's hands. You got to get out there and make your faith work.
No, and I agree totally. All I'm saying is prime example, this whole thing I watched, and I heard someone say it's a circus. But I believe that it had to come to fruition for, just like you said, sir, the black folk
mm-hmm.
not to be relaxing and lackadaisical and saying, oh, it's going to
mm-hmm.
work out like that. No, even President-elect Biden said, we cannot take this lying down.
Mm-hmm.
We have to fight because in the end, we will win. And
mm-hmm.
I'm studying getting tweets. Trump's support system is being shut down. Well, the judges are tired. Everyone's tired.
Mm-hmm.
So what I suggest is, and I'm doing it as well, is let's stay on our knees.
I mean, right. But he I mean his support system, I mean, he still has 70 million people vote for him. He still
mm-hmm.
like I had said earlier, he has, as of last week, they haven't did the calculations for this week. Last week he got $207 million for free. This ain't like he went out and earned it, won it in the lottery, played his little ticket, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
This is just free money that he's got.
And
so,
we
got
to say,
wow.
He made the sixth election.
You know, so the established Republicans may have windowed on their public support of him, but they still know that he has the piggy bank, and he
mm-hmm.
who holds the gold is king. So
mm-hmm.
regardless, I mean, he could go and say, hey, you know, like, look at Senator Lindsey Graham. He never was like that when John McCain was alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
Now he all
exactly.
kissing up to Trump.
Right.
I mean, because Trump either has something on him, because
right.
I ain't never
now,
seen him.
Right.
I ain't never seen him with a woman. So, I don't know
well.
What's up with that. You know, not being judgmental,
right?
But you know, ding, 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 and Trump is giving him that money, so he following
well,
the money, and he might have
yep.
something on him.
Well,
you know,
my father always made a statement that whatever's done
was done
in
the dark,
is
gonna come to the light. Yeah.
Right.
So there's a lot of dead skeletons that are slowly but surely being let out of the closet. And so the
yeah.
gentleman just said a few days ago that Trump is scared. Well, my thing is I'm not going to speak on no one, but all I'll just say
uh-huh.
is I'm sitting still and watching how things are happening. And, yes, I believe that he's afraid to get out of office because they say there's so many lawsuits mounting up against this man, and that's bad. It's sad to say that,
yeah.
but
It's not the lawsuits that he's worried about. He's worried about he's worried about the state charges and all these gangsters he's been laundering money for and borrowing money from. I mean, because we ain't really got no real gangsters here in the United States. The real gangsters is overseas. The ones that could just drop you $20 million without blinking an eye. That could drop $100 million.
We have them, sir, but they're just not saying nothing. Those quiet. I'll catch up with you when don't nobody when you're not expecting kind of a gangster. Yeah. Those they're real quiet. Trust me, they'll reach out to you. But you know,
I
ain't gonna get into that.
But I'm saying we ain't got no ones that could drop like $100 million. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, jump in here. Let me jump in real quick.
Yes.
We're down to about 9 minutes. I just want to say the phone lines are still blowing up. I mean, we're having problems even getting some of the calls through. I just want to mention a few things because I know I won't get a chance to say it after this moment. I want to just mention that Franklin Wright Settlements, they want to thank everybody for Giving Tuesday last week. For those who participated, Kimberly, I know you were involved too. I was doing that. Just say something about it.
It was just a great day to be able to give back to an organization that helped so many people in the community, from the youngest to our oldest, to be able to give back. And MGM was matching every dollar that we were putting in, and we did very well. And so I'm very proud of the work that we did on Giving Tuesday and continually proud of Franklin Wright Settlement.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank Attorney Johnny Hawkins for his support of the program. He's our lead sponsor. He's called the Warrior Lawyer. So if you've got any wills, conservatorships, probate, and personal injury, he's a personal injury specialist. Call him. That's our attorney, 248-567-9990. And, of course, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, small business services. We're offering $100 an hour New Year's resolution consultation package. And Michigan Ocean, we will help you with moving forward in 2021, connect you with the right people, resources, opportunity, money, and recognize the abilities and the talents that you have so that you can start your own business. Give me a call so we, Trevis and I, can set up an appointment for you, and we can do virtual too. 248-516-8300. Also, just to remind you, next Sunday at 9:30, it's Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey right here on Blog Talk Radio. The Michael Van Tool Show is at 9, and Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey is at 9:30. All right, we got 5 minutes to go. Bryant, you dropped off. Did you want to make a comment in the last few minutes we got?
Yeah, we have to create our own agenda. It ain't just voting.
I think that's what Trevis said. Strategy.
Yeah, we have to have an agenda, and we have to stick to it. Every nationality that comes over here has an agenda, and they stick to it. The Irish, the Italians, the Chinese, the Arabs, the Jews. But we don't have an agenda. We don't have a lot to go in and lobby for us. We have to create an agenda. And so we can't ask for demands to be met if we don't have a list of demands and have people lobbying for them. We're looking for somebody to save us. Let me tell you what's worse than a Republican, a Southern Democrat.
Wow. That's something, man.
That is worse than a Republican because he will put a Republican in office in order to get his agenda pushed, even though he's a Democrat. All I'm saying is we got to take off the blinders. It's not who's in office. It's that we've got to get our bully system in order to get our agenda pushed, just like any other race. before Mel Farr died, me and him had a meeting. We were talking. And he said, part of the problem with the black community is it don't have its own mafia who can push an agenda for them. The Jews had a mafia. Now they're in the politics.
Mm-hmm.
The Italian had a mafia. They got
the Purple Gang.
The Purple Gang. Well, the Purple
what
Gang
you know about
brought
it?
In to the Italian.
Oh,
purple
yeah.
Well,
that, a
so,
lot of my mentors were Jews and a couple Italians. And, you know, the thing that I noticed about them that differ between us is how they're able to pool money together and work with each other, not against each other. They don't care what car you driving or what car, you know, what house you live in. All they care about is, hey, you got a great idea. I'm going to support this idea. You want to go out and make T-shirts? Hey, here's 10 grand. You know, you need to bring me my money back plus XYZ. And then
and
the person goes out and they're successful and they bring them their money back plus XYZ and they go and turn around and help the next person. You know, so it has to be that type of scenario. Yeah, you got demands, but if you don't have no money behind those demands, your demands are going to be ineffective. You could go down there and march all day, but if you go out there and put some money on Facebook and get some Facebook ads going, we got all these video photographers and all these guys that's doing rap videos, music videos. You need to incorporate them. Have them come up with creative ideas to get the message across and then get the money and put the money behind it. And then you go out there and then protest. They're like, oh, my God, where did all this come from? You know, this. I mean, that's a strategy. That's like a business model, you know, in terms of your marketing, promotion, your street promotion.
Yeah, we
got
to use our dollars
too. Right, you got to go to the clubs. You got to go everywhere on the street. You know, and promote the agenda, and everybody got to be speaking as one. Like I said before earlier, we got to find out who those people was, those black people that voted for Trump, and get them in line. You know, because we can't go have this message and then Pookie and Ray get out there, yeah, you know, we voted
exactly.
for Trump. And, you know, like, come on. I mean, I know Lil Wayne. I mean, I know you about to go have a little time on your hands or you about to go on vacation. Maybe
right.
that's why you said you're going to vote for Trump. Now, Kanye,
right.
you done made all this money off the black people. Now, why
right.
are you up there voting for Trump? Come on
right,
now.
Right,
you don't need
right.
no Trump money. You straight.
Well,
don't forget
Ice Cube. First of all, you can't tell.
Well, no, Ice Cube didn't say he was voting for Trump. Now, let's clear that one up. Because
right.
I know Cube.
It's just like we do stuff a little backwards, just like a bird flying backwards. We'll get out and march. Black Lives Matter reminds me of nothing but the Civil Rights Movement all over
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
Italian,
uh-huh.
The Italian.
See,
yeah.
let me say,
Brian,
I knew this was going to happen. We are just getting good, and we are running out of time. I want to thank Tony, Bryant, Randall. I want to thank the other callers on the line that did not get a chance to say anything. I also want to thank those who are streaming online and listening to it today and throughout the rest of the week. But this was a great show. I just knew every time. I knew, you know, Henrietta, how it goes. Right at the end, it gets real good. So I want to thank all of you. Appreciate
always.
You. But we're here every Sunday at 9 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to us streaming online, and you can call in and dial in and make your comments, too. Thank you, guys. This has been great. We have to do this again. So
we'll have to do another.
God bless you
Thank
all.
You
have
guys.
A great day today.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Be safe, everybody.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. and the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to